I begin with the poem entitled Remember, written by Joy Harjo, with a caveat that there is some gendered language. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away to night. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father, he is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are, red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth, we are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them. Listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind. Remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember you are all people, and all people are you. Remember you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember language comes from this. Remember the dance language is, that life is. Remember. Remember, I look down upon my feet, and I wonder what has been down there before me. The people who stood here, the animals that scampered around, tiny insects and colossal dinosaurs, the glaciers that melted long ago, all independent yet deeply interconnected, and all ultimately leading to who I am here today, standing before all of you. And each one of these things, each ice mass, each animal has some sort of impact on me, is in some way an ancestor. Ancestry makes us who we are. We are so much more than the body we are contained in, more than the people immediately surrounding us, although both of these things play a vital role. We are also our ancestors. Our ancestors are all around us and intersect with our lives in foundational and often unexamined ways. Ancestors offer a legacy we may perpetuate or may work to change. The lives of our ancestors are told to us through stories that help shape us. Ancestors can be used as a source of strength. Ancestry is a chain of events, each link affecting the next. Ancestry happens in families of all sorts, parents and guardians passed down through generations, attributes such as humor or work ethic or a favorite meal. Some parents and guardians also pass down abuse or addiction. While we want to keep our good humor, we may choose to put in that hard work to stop the narrative of abuse that clings from one generation to the next. Remember, and choose what to pass to the next link. Remember, Joy Harjo calls for us to bring with us always our ancestors through memory. She writes, remember that you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember, use memory to know who we are. Use memory to incorporate the past into the present. The past that is nature, the past that is our lineage, what makes us who we are. Ancestors remain with us simply because the past has ramifications that will be incorporated throughout history, no matter whether or not any conscious being remembers it. But ancestors also remain with us because of the stories we tell and the stories told to us. And these stories are vital. Remember. Stories of remembrance begin in some cultures during a memorial service through the eulogy, officiants and family members leading the bereaved through highlights of the deceased's life, highlights that are passed down through generations. The grandfather who fought in the war, the sister who served in the Peace Corps, many joyous and some painful. We tell these stories to remember, but also to learn. Two native people, Jim Baird Jacobs, a Mohican, and Bob Clotterwood, a Dakota, led what is called a sacred site tour of areas near Fort Snelling, Minnesota. These tours focus on telling stories of the history of ancestors by relating them to the sacred ground that holds the stories and memories. At the end of a 3-hour sacred sites tour, Jim Baird and Bob take their guests to the top of a hill overlooking modern roads and buildings. At the top of this hill, Jim Baird tells listeners the history and story of the hill as a burial ground for Native peoples. The audience listens as he shares the narrative of the ancient ritual, dead bodies lifted onto platforms so that they could feed animals and return to the earth from which they came. The hill served as a burial ground for so many ancestors. Now, alongside this burial ground is a road. On the other side of the road is a cemetery of the privileged, a cemetery primarily for the white ancestors of this nation. The road was created to lead to a housing development planned in 2009 that never came to fruition, but what did come to fruition was this road and the intention to build houses on the hill that was the burial ground to Native peoples. The intention was to maintain the other burial ground, the white burial ground, the burial ground of those who stole this land, and in stealing were deemed more important. This hill that served as a burial ground for Native peoples was also used for dirt for highway construction. The roads they found were put into museums, the bones they found. The remains and memories of Native bodies were disposable, while the coffins and tombstones of white ancestors were held in deep honor and respect. We remember the Native ancestors through story. In this story about ancestors, we hear a tale of white supremacy. This is a legacy that needs to change, and we'll delve deeper into this in a few moments. Through this story and others, we're able to choose what to do next. As we make these choices, we affect each other through this interdependent web of existence we cherish in our principles. To have this web transcend time and space as ancestors throughout history have an impact on all of us. Each ancestor has ramifications, big and small, that affect our lives to this day. Some we are cognizant of and some we are not. The web of the past, the web of the present, the web of the future, all uniting as we work together towards the future, whatever that may be. Ronald B. Glitterso writes, "When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them. When we are lost and sick at heart, we remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them." He concludes, "So long as we live, they too shall live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them." So much of this conversation is ancestry through lineage. Harjo writes, "Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers." My father-in-law has for quite some time now been tracking ancestry on an app on his phone. He was quite excited when I married his son. Having traced his family as far as he can now start on mine. I entered his family tree, and in doing so, the rest of my family did as well. He likes showing me updates on my great-great-grandfather and what his name was and where he came from, marking the people again with story. But why is this so popular? Looking at web connected to web connected to interdependent web. Because these people are related and thus an ancestor and thus important. This ties directly into nature versus nurture, both derived from our lineage, and yes, nature and nurture overlap, but simplistically, in nature we have our appearance, our eye color, our hair color, the pigmentation of our skin. Nature can affect us in more serious ways as well, perhaps increasing our likelihood of contracting a genetic disease. These are effects of our ancestors. But how about ancestors and nurture? In this way, lineage does not need to be biological. Lineage exists in all sorts of families, adopted, foster, any kind, as caretakers directly affect those they are rearing. How our ancestors raised our great-grandparents, who raised our grandparents, who raised our parents, who raised us. We hear this in the poetry of Philip Hewitt, who writes, "We cherish our oneness with those around us and the countless generations that have gone before us. We hold fast to all good we inherit, even as we would leave behind us the outworn and the false." Our oneness with the generations before us, forever interconnected, interdependent in one way by the ramifications of what we bring with us and what we leave behind, leaving behind us the outworn and the false. This is a critical part of our web, yes, and it is a result in so many ways of our lineage. Let's tie this back to nature. Oh, back to nurture. Each parent or guardian had a monumental impact on the child they raised, teaching morals, worth, ethic, social expectations, or not, or abuse, neglect. And what is of great importance here is the fact that many have had an opportunity to change what was practiced from the previous generations to the next. If a person experienced harm they do not want to emulate, there is an opportunity to change this. If we experience beauty, we can emulate this in those who come after us. This is the beauty and the impact of choice and opportunity. Wenzel Berry writes, "We clasp the hands of those who come before us and the hands of those who come after us. We enter the little circle of each other's arms and the larger circle of lovers whose hands are joined in a dance, and the larger circle of all creatures passing in and out of life, who move also in a dance, to a magic so subtle and vast that no ears hear it, except in fragments." As families are built on ancestry, so are nations. In this land, we have ancestors from many corners of the world, ancestors from Ireland, Germany, Mexico, Nigeria. Remember, you are all people, and all people are you. And the way our nation perpetuates the power of ancestry is directly tied into the power of white supremacy, as white ancestors are lifted up by society at large in reverence, and ancestors of color are made less than. How these ancestors were treated is perpetuated, and how their descendants are treated. We hear this poignantly in the story told by Jim Bear about the Native burial site. How do we change this legacy? We need to acknowledge that white ancestors dominated those ancestors of color, and to acknowledge that today the privilege often still works to erase the ancestors of color. So when we think of who we are and what it means to be in white skin or skin of color, we need to truly understand how this shade of melanin has deeply impacted our lives and our ancestors' lives, how the color of skin gave or took away privilege. The white supremacy we face today is seen when examining the lives of our ancestors, where they come from, how different lineages are remembered and respected. Ancestors of color and their descendants are dehumanized, like Native people on that hill. This calls for justice. Following the lead of people from traditionally marginalized identities, as society works to overcome these deeply ingrained hardships. And while I want to acknowledge that how we honor or dishonor our ancestors is a way of perpetuating white supremacy, ancestry can also be used to empower people. The power of ancestry is upheld in time and space, and to lift up every theology and culture who thrives on ancestors in some shape or form would be amazing and yet would require an entire textbook. I will instead touch on a womanist theology, a theology created and lived by Black women, and how these beliefs, as understood by theologian Monica Coleman, incorporates aspects of African traditional religions, religions that lean heavily on the knowledge and experiences of ancestors. Ancestors become crucial actors in what has been termed womanist theology. There is a strong focus here on survival, an acknowledgement that as time progresses we lose things, but that the past can still be used to strengthen the present. In this theology, there are two crucial ways to tap into the wisdom of ancestors: through memory, and through the role of ancestors in the way they exist today. Ancestors play a huge role in African traditional religions, often interacting directly with believers through spirit possession. Ancestors become divine and affect everyday life. In this way, the past is with us and we learn from it. Wholeness becomes dependent on remembering the past and using it. In some African traditional religions, people depend on spirit possession, and in this way, ancestors directly impact those who are still alive. In this way, humans continue to live after death and contain special knowledge that can be tapped into. Ancestors empower because ancestors help provide strength. And ancestors empower because through them, people can learn and create and change the future. In this way, the dead have never left. The dead have never left. How does that fit into your theology? Harjo writes, "Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories." We've talked a lot about people here, but there are more than just people in our interdependent web of life. Plants and other animals are part of the history of this planet and everything on it. Dinosaurs that turned to fuel, the remarkable process of evolution that led to humankind. Atoms become object after innumerable object and creature after countless creature, constantly recycling as objects and animals inevitably disintegrate. Evolution is ancestors constantly becoming and changing and adapting, and in this way we have ancestors of different species and ancestors whose forms will never again travel this earth. Lisa Mueller writes, "And because our children believe they can fly, an instinct retained from when bones in our arms were shaped like zithers and broke neatly under their feathers, and because before we had lungs, we knew how far it was to the bottom as we floated open-eyed like painted scarves through the scenery of dreams, and because we awakened and learned to speak." Ancestors leave us with gifts, and ancestors leave us with things we could discard. No ancestor is perfect, no being is perfect, but each generation can work to affect the next. We are a part of all that has happened, and with this, we are given the opportunity to change. Ancestors, land and animals and people throughout time and across the expanse of nations and continents. Ancestors, history and the memory of it and the impact of white supremacy. Ancestors, empowerment. Ancestors building and shaping thousands of generations worth of creatures, building and shaping each one of us. Remember the dance language is, that life is. Remember.